Our special in-studio guest this time is Denise Kranich, who's the Executive Director of Cancer Link in Richmond. We're going to find out more about what Link does in just a moment. But first of all, thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
You and I have been friends for a long time.
Long time.
First
time.
Are we talking decades?
Yeah, many decades.
Okay, decades. I love that.
And I first met you when Innsbruck was first starting, and they just had their 30th anniversary, so there it is. Mm-hmm. You were there at the very beginning, putting together the Innsbruck After Hours concerts that are very different from the ones now. It was a small venue with a group of volunteers putting on shows, and you kind of helped put all of that together, didn't you?
Well, I did. I actually came in after a young lady called, her name was Ann Joyner, mm-hmm. and she actually started the concert series when they were over there by kind of the front of Innsbruck.
What was DeFazio's at
right,
the time.
Right, yeah. Right. And even before that, they had some actually where the, I think it's the, there's a hotel there now. Mm-hmm. And so they had some right there too, way in the beginning, like on Friday nights. Mm-hmm. And so when I came along, it was kind of like the second phase. They had done a lot of beach music back then, mm-hmm. lots of beach music. And what we wanted to do was to kind of change that and bring in some more national bands. Mm-hmm. And that's when we started looking at Three Dog Night. Mm-hmm. Golly, let me see if I can think of some of those older bands like that. Name me some. What's some of the other Three Dog Night?
The Young Rascals were there at one time and stuff like
yeah.
that.
So yeah. what we did, that was the phase, was to try to bring in some more national bands at that time and try to change it from being just beach music and bring in some different crowds.
So this grew, obviously. Were you guys thinking that, I mean, it took off. Mm-hmm. It really did. And it was one of the first outdoor concert series. I mean, Dogwood Dell was the only one right. going on at that time right. like that.
Yeah.
Were you prepared for that? Or did it kind of catch you off guard how well you did?
I think we were hoping for it to do that well because beach music had drawn a lot of crowds for a while. And that's what it was. That's what we just had. But we wanted to do was to bring in those other bands. So we were hoping that it was going to bring a whole new group and that people would like it and enjoy it and then keep coming out on Wednesday nights, mm-hmm. that middle of the week. That hump day, that's kind of why it was done. I mean, it was kind of like the middle of the week. It was an Innsbruck, it was an office park, business park. So the middle of the week, you could go out, right outside your offices, walk not too far away and listen to music, kind of meet the people that you work with, live, work, and play, mm-hmm. even live around, and enjoy your evening, listen to a great national band.
Before you came to Innsbruck and started that, you're not from the Richmond area, are you? Where'd you grow up and where'd you start your career?
Well, I'm originally from Tampa, Florida. I am a Floridian. Yes, there are a few of those left, mm-hmm. but born and raised in Tampa. Went to school, finished school actually at University of Houston and got a job at a television station in Port Arthur, Texas, KJAC-TV. I wanted to be Katie Couric. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be, or Jane Pauley back then. I wanted to be an anchor television reporter. So I started out as a weather girl mm-hmm. At KJAC-TV and a reporter and then moved to being a full-time reporter and just doing some weekend weather girl.
Well, it's funny you said you wanted to be Jane Pauley or Katie Couric because you actually worked with somebody who did go on to national success.
Yes, I worked with Matt Lauer here in Richmond because after I left the news, I kind of went into being more of PM Magazine, which was way back there in the, I guess, 80s. Mm-hmm. And Matt was here in Richmond, and they were looking for a new female co-host to go with him.
This is on Channel 8.
It was called WXEX back then. And I had to come in. I can still remember that day because I had to put on a little tennis outfit and I had to hit tennis balls and talk with Matt to see if we had chemistry. So apparently we did. Mm-hmm. And I was hired here at WXEX then.
Matt Lauer.
Yes.
In Richmond.
Young Matt Lauer.
Who knew?
And how long did that go on?
Actually, Matt was ready to move on to bigger times, but we were here together for probably about 6 months or so working together.
He said, I'm not going to work with this girl, Denise. I'm out of here.
That's probably what he said. I mean, who knows? But I was really his first Katie Couric. But anyway.
Okay. Well, that, I'm glad we settled that.
Yes. And then he went on to Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island, to do, again, PM Magazine. Mm-hmm. And then they were on the search for a co-host for me, which took quite some time. I was the only co-host for a couple of months. And then Corey Shields came on with with PM Magazine, mm-hmm. and I was here for another year or so doing that.
And so after your TV career, you got into what? Where did you go after that?
Well, I believe it or not, I did a couple of different things. My husband at that point in time, we opened up a candle shop that was called Scentsations, which is where Bygones is. It was had little, you would build a candle kind of, you know, mm-hmm. a little wick, and you'd put little pieces
a
of wax
a natural progression from
that.
A TV career to
a
candle
shop. Really. I also did some health club promotions and traveled around opening some health clubs and getting people to come to the health club. And then I came back and did insurance. I worked for the Independent Insurance Agents of Virginia. It was a trade association, kind of leading me to where I am today, kind of, sort of. But working for a trade association, trying to get insurance agents to join the association, learn all the great benefits it would give you, and then try to retain members, too.
So you had a family, you have a child, or do you have just one? You have a daughter, right?
Right, I have a daughter. And that's kind of, you know, I got married when I was doing PM Magazine here in Richmond. Mm-hmm. And then he started buying houses and renovating houses. And it was kind of hard for me to leave. You know how the television and radio careers work. You work someplace for a couple of years and then you move on to the next place. Well, I got married, so I kind of stayed here. And then I tried to figure out, what am I going to do next?
Yeah. Let's jump ahead a couple of years, and you had some health problems.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In, 2006, I was diagnosed with stage 2A breast cancer. Very much a big shock to me. Matter of fact, I had just recently gotten separated, and my daughter was 15 then, and I was diagnosed with cancer. And really shocked. You know, first thing you think is, oh my God, am I going to die? And the next thing you ask is, what's going to happen to my daughter? What, you know, oh my goodness, I'm going to be here for her when she graduates from high school. I'm going to be here with her when she goes to college and gets married. And am I going to be here? Very terrifying.
Mm-hmm. That led you to change careers mm-hmm. at some point, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, after I had you know, worked with the independent insurance agents, and then I went to Innsbruck, and I was at Innsbruck for 18 years. I had had cancer there, and they were so good to me and told me to take as much time as you needed, whatever I needed. But I worked a lot because I kind of needed to. I needed to keep going. But when I had cancer, for some reason, deep down inside, I knew that someday I would probably be working with cancer survivors or patients. I just felt that in my heart. And lo and behold, it's been 6 years now, so that was 2011, I was able to interview for the job as executive director of LINC, Legal Information Network for Cancer, or now we're calling ourselves Cancer LINC.
And what is this organization do for the people who are suffering with cancer?
Well, we actually help people who currently have cancer. And what we do for them is we help them with their legal and financial issues. It could be something as someone just needing a will or a power of attorney or advanced medical directive. Or it could be more complicated issues like employment discrimination, insurance denials, Social Security denials, foreclosures on their home, bankruptcy, medical debt. So we have about 200 attorneys and financial consultants who help free of charge all of our clients. And we're in the greater Richmond area. So Richmond, Petersburg, 13 surrounding counties, only organization of its kind in the United States.
Is this how you saw yourself helping cancer patients, or did you have any idea when you thought that when you were going through that?
You know, I didn't know, because what we do, what LINC does, or Cancer LINC does, is very obscure. You know, we're doing helping people with legal and financial issues, with stresses that they have going on. Imagine going through all the cancer treatments, and you might get kicked out of your home. You might have a home to go back to when you're suffering from all these treatments. Your insurance might not be covered. How are you going to pay for everything? So, you know, it's very different. I just knew that I wanted to help cancer patients someday. So I hadn't heard of LINC.
Right.
So when it was time for me to leave Innsbruck, and we all know when it's time to leave, they were great to me. It was good, but the timing, it was just time for me to go. I just started looking, and Connects Virginia, Connects Richmond, which is a nonprofit website. And they said, Cancer Link looking for an executive director. And I said, isn't that something to do with cancer? Maybe I should check it out. Mm-hmm. Looked on the website and knew someone who was working there. And she said, oh, Denise, we need someone like you as executive director. And I said, okay, I'm going to apply. And the rest is history.
So you help a lot of folks who don't have the money for a lawyer, obviously, and have never even met a lawyer, been to a lawyer in their lives. And I think you and I have talked in the past. You said most people don't even know what questions to ask.
Mm-hmm. They don't. Yeah. And a lot of these folks that we help are very low-income folks. Like I said, they've never talked to an attorney before, and they've just been diagnosed with cancer. They don't even know if their rights are being violated. You know, it's like, okay, well, they get fired from their job, and that happens. Do they have a right? Can they take time off? Do they have a job that's physically demanding, and can their company maybe let them do something that isn't less demanding, maybe a desk job while they go through all these cancer treatments because they don't have as much energy and they're not feeling as good? So do they have those rights? And they have those questions. They don't know if they do. So we can put them in touch with an attorney. They can call them on the phone and get a consultation. And if they need more talking to, then they can go and meet with the attorney, and he takes it on. As long as they qualify for our services, he or she does it free of charge.
Wow. If you have a cancer victim that's reading the article right now, mm-hmm. how do they get in touch with you?
Well, what they can do is they can call Link, and I would suggest the 562-0371, extension 101. Barbara Apostle is our client services assistant, and she talks to all of our clients. So that's the first person to talk to there at Link. Of course, you can always call me too, mm-hmm. but really Barbara's the one that will do a short intake with them and gather the information that we need.
Thank goodness you got cancer. It's not a strange thing to say, but it worked out really well for a lot of people.
And but you know what? I wouldn't change that. You know, I think if you talk to a lot of cancer survivors, they would say that. I mean, I say, I don't want to get it again, ever.
No, right.
But I'm glad that I did get it because it's changed my life, changed the lives of people, because helping one person at a time is great. But really, not that I was a bad person before. I mean, I didn't do bad things. But I'm a different person now, and I like this person a lot better than the one 10, 11 years ago.
I liked you all along. Our very special guest is Denise Kranich. She is the executive director of Cancer Link here in Richmond. And thank you, darling. Appreciate it. Always good seeing you.
Yeah. Thank you guys very much. Good to see you too.